This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. President Trump said the U.S. is standing up to China as it prepares to resume negotiations on Wednesday toward ending the longstanding trade war between the two nations. Trump made the comment Tuesday night during a fundraising dinner for his Republican Party.
We are standing up to China's chronic trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us. I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me, but they really have. They've taken advantage of our country.
China and the U.S. are to meet for the ninth time, with analysts expressing optimism that the world's two biggest economies might be near some kind of an agreement. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence met with the families of six Citgo Petroleum executives detained by President Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela for alleged corruption. During the meeting, Pence called for the immediate release of five U.S. citizens and a one legal permanent U.S. resident. The meeting was the latest move by the Trump administration to ratchet up pressure on the Maduro administration. The U.S. has joined scores of European and South American countries in recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate president of Venezuela after last year's elections. Late Tuesday, Venezuelan lawmakers loyal to President Maduro stripped Guaido of the immunity from prosecution he enjoyed as a member of parliament, who paves the way for Guaido's prosecution and possibly his arrest for leaving the country in violation of a court ban. And health officials in Mozambique are racing to contain a cholera outbreak where more than 1,400 cases have been reported thus far. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or our mobile app, VOA. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's parliament is still struggling to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. This week, lawmakers are considering ways to extend their April 12th deadline. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Theresa May is consulting with her team on Brexit options after lawmakers again rejected all alternatives to her EU withdrawal agreement. The cabinet is scheduled to meet for 5 hours amid calls for compromise to prevent a potentially devastating no-deal exit in just 10 days. The government is pushing for a fourth vote on May's deal, perhaps as soon as Wednesday, although Speaker John Bercow will need to approve the debate, given the amount of times the same deal has come before the House of Commons. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Hundreds of Algerians gathered in the capital Algiers late Tuesday to celebrate the resignation of President Abdel Aziz Bouteflika. His abrupt departure came after the Defense Ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately after weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. The ailing president's office had just announced on Monday he would step down at the end of his fourth term on April the 28th. Turkey's ruling AK Party is appealing election results in Istanbul and Ankara, claiming irregularities in the voting cost them the mayor's office in both cities, which would amount to a blow to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan's party won a majority of votes throughout Turkey in the election on Sunday, but trailed in Istanbul, the country's economic hub, and Ankara, the capital. The head of the party said it has identified irregularities and falsifications in the vote. Electoral authorities have 2 days to decide whether those claims of voter irregularities have any merit. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, will address a joint session of the U.S. Congress Wednesday. Jens Stoltenberg is in Washington for celebrations marking NATO's 70th birthday. He says it's a time also NATO has strong support here in the U.S.
We see that in the Congress. We see it in opinion polls. They all tell the same story. There is strong support for NATO in the United States from both sides. But that was also the clear message from President Trump today. He is a staunch supporter of NATO. At the same time, he conveys a clear message about the importance of that allies invest more, fair burden sharing, and NATO allies agree. We have actually all made the same pledge.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. As always, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.